Okay. Now, the Ramban differentiates between those things which, in his opinion, under Loisoso, and those things which are Shalavichu V'Yagetcho. Okay? And he says that the those things which you could have been a Perush, if the Rabbanan had told you that this is a Perush Nekor, you'd have to believe them. Then Memela, they can, you can, under Loisosim, with the Rabbanan Asmach, you can have Asmach and Loisosim. Come in. So therefore, okay, so the Chayre, as I said, it's the Rabban Lashifasa, that the Bez Nagol is not only a Bailim in Teresh Baal Peh, but also in Teresh B'Ksav, Mashmos HaKosu. So in Mela, you have to believe them. And that's where he goes a step further. Then he says something over here, V'atam B'zeh Bo'o. I just want to explore one thing over here and then get to something, interesting, we'll see, okay? We'll skip here and there. He says, V'atam B'zeh Bo'o. Lefi shehadvorim shehem moisiv mitzvah teira atzmon kein pirush hateiru shehem zaroimim kol seme ufishtim hu klayim v'chol shvus hu melocho hu kiyetze be'elu she'ilu hoya da'atan kein hoyinu chayev m'laha amin oison mizeh halav bevadai shu mechayev oison o'laha amin b'teira. Okay, say that. So let's explore Klayim for a second. Okay, the Chamishnah, the Mishnah in Klayim per test Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Ain't also Mishnah Klayim el Tzemu Fishnim. The Ainu Matam Medegoyim el Tzemu Fishnim. The Ainu Kohanim Loivshim. The Shamish of Beis Hamikdash el Tzemu Fishnim. Tzema Gemalim. The Tzemu Rechel Mishtof and Zeh Bezeh. Im roiv min agmalim muta, im roiv min arachelim osa, mechsa mechsa osa. V'chein pishin makamish doesn't deserve it, it doesn't do with this, okay? Hashirayim v'akaloch, ein behem bishum klayim, avol asumi v'ni maris ayin. Okay, because they look like it's ever pishin, okay? Can I ask you a question? If we saw something which looks like Semu Pishtim Mishum Maris Ayin, and the Rabbanan would say, that which is Maris Ayin, that's also Semu Pishtim, we would be Mechayel Lahamin Bohem. Okay. I would have said no. Is that the Rabban saying over here?
What's the question again?
If the Rabban says the reason why we have to believe, the reason why it's an Asmachta from Lysoso is because if they had said that the Pirush HaMikra, you would have to believe them. So Mela, you have to accept that the Xer and Takon. Okay? So the Rabbanu would say that which is Maris Ayin from Semu Pishtim, is that the shot in the Posuk, you would have to believe them?
You mean this is Kilan Rabbanu, or maybe Maris Ayin is a third?
No. Is he talking? The question is, when he's talking about called Semu Pishtim, he's talking about this case. What's he talking about, okay? I want to know what he's talking about, okay? Correct? Okay, so he might read over the line and he said something, game, go back. I just want to know, what is he saying, okay? What is he saying? What's he mechadish over here? And you have to understand, this is the case he quotes me for Shavuos. Okay, to say that. So, frankly, I would have doubted it. Okay. There's another case of Klein Drabon. That's Mon Beitzer. And you dial the base. Bishlam or Tfurim Chazul Amilbush. She ain't Tfurim Nami Chazul Ksuye. El Klein Lemay Chazi. Vichitay Mo Chazi Lemaymach. To say, to put underneath you. For Sanya Loyalo Lecho. Avlato Yocholatzir Tachtov, the Isa Klayim is Allah, not Mitachtov. Abu Omu Hachom Osalasis came, Shema Tichloich Loinimo Al Besor, because it will go over you. Okay? So why would they ask you? The Rabbanan would come over here and say, oh, this is Klayim, because Shema Tichloich. then it might go over you. Therefore, that's the pshat and pasuk. Also, you would have said, you know, that's a little bit difficult to believe. Okay. So I would have said, okay, hear the kasha. Just, you know. See, I'm just telling you what I did was. The point is over here that you read the Ramban, you read the Kotel Fish, and climbed up on it, Shalom, well, let's go on. Let's put the steamrollers on, but you don't know what you're talking about, okay? These are two cases, okay? So I would have said, the Vashtekin Ramban is the Kol Tzemu Pishtim, and that's the Chiddush over here. It's the Chatzemu Pishtim that's the Drabon. We're not talking about Marasayim, because that's Tzemu Pishtim, okay? Okay? So I want to say like this. It's the Ramban in Nida at Samachal Vabez. Okay? The Ramban says, I'm reading you a line in Chidush Ramban in Nida Samachal Vabez. V'hai chute de kisna de koamrinan de medrabonan hu ki she'eno shozul komo she'estam chutin en shizulin. And you need Tovui knows where the whole shtikl teira, and without it, it's only us with the rabbanon, and that's the shtikl teira. Kol tzemu pishtim, even when the chibur is not the chibur from shatnez, and that's the rabbanon. And you could have said that such a chibur from chut, which is not shizurin, it's shizurin, it's not tzemu pishtim, but it's not shizurin. You would have said, if they would have said that's klein, you would have to have listened to them. So therefore, it's midrabbanan. It's under loisos. But say that. That's what I would have said. Okay. The other two things you have to evaluate: what the osa b'teiras, okay, what ma'arisayim is, and what gzei the shema. But lechera, that I think is a very nice rabban. Correct. Okay. Now next. Okay. I think it's pretty clear. However, that's all very nice, but the question is, what do you do by Shavuos? The problem is, when you get to Shavuos, you remember the Rambam, Perichof Aleph, of Hilchos Shabbos, Halocha Aleph. But the Rambam clearly says that there are two types of Shavuos. Nema bateri tishbos v'dvorm shena melocha, chayiv lishbos mehen, v'dvorm harbe hein she'osu chom mishum Shavuos, mehen dvorm asuri b'nei shein doim melocha, Mehen vorm shema yovul mehen li deim skila, correct? So it means there's a deim locha and a shema yovul deim locha, correct? Like eino the beilon shema yovul deim locha. So if someone would have come and told you that something which is deim locha is that's the pshat and posig, versteh? I could have imagined the thing, because the deim is not a matter of science. The deim is. It's very similar, okay? It's not because you're going to make a it's not a misconception, okay? But if someone would come and tell you that ein oilin be'ilon, or dos is the tlisha that the Torah was talking about, that's some locha, it would be difficult to swallow. So when the Ramban says, kol shmus is a melocha, it's very difficult to swallow. Okay? And that's all I wanted to point out to you. Okay? Till this point, his mamash is very nice. So now maybe I could have put in, you know, once you have that, you can put back, you can throw back the Gemara and Beis, Shema Tichach, even if you don't have Marasayin, okay? But you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know why in the world would you have to listen to them. So I could have told you. So I would have told you this is what the Ramban calls Srach, okay? And that's what the Ramban later says, that he learns Mishmerish Ushmalti Mis Mishmalti, okay? The only problem with that is that the Ramban introduces Ushmalti Mis Mishmalti only when he talks about Shnius Arayis. Because it's very clear to Ramban, if someone said Shnius Arayis or does an Elva, you wouldn't have to listen to the Ramban. Okay? okay? But it's only a halchoka, okay? But can you explain to me what the between that and a shema yovo b'malocha? Because that's what he's saying, srach is ushmatim is b'shmati. But when ushmatim is b'shmati, you don't violate the sosso. And here the Ramban's explaining the sosso. He's not explaining siog. And he hasn't introduced siog. It's even worse. Because he hasn't introduced siog till later. And the truth is, he does the same thing when the tilus yadayim. We'll see later. He tries to make the tilus yadayim not a separate mitzvah. He says that even the bracha is only in the heter. It's taka no mitzvah. And someone who doesn't wash and doesn't eat, and someone who does wash in terms of being from namavovniks, they're the same. Because there's no mitzvah. Okay? Derech agav. Once you say like that, the whole kasha for mutzu me'esh, which the whole shtickle tail, which the rabbi used to say, but Kveg it back and forth. If you know what I'm talking about, I'll tell it here in about 1 minute flat, I hope. The din is that an oinein doesn't make brachas. Okay? But the mutzu me'esh says that oinein has to wash the tilus yadayim. So what's the difference? Okay? So the Rav used to say, although the Pshat is, but the Rav is talking very good in the Diyukim like that, I can explain it to you, it's not for us now, that in Brochos, there's not an Issa to say to eat without a Brocha. The Issa to eat is because you're violating the Chiyuv of the mitzvahs of Timavol HaLeim. And that's why Rashi says, Greiniv LaKodesh Boch, Greiniv LaBrocha. Because it's not the Greiniv, it's not the Kalmash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Chiyuv Brocha. But if there's no Chiyuv Brocha, there's no Issa. The Tilus Yadayim is not because of the Chavis of Tilus and Issa eating without the Tilus. That's what he used to say. Even with the Mitzvah, but the two separate things. The Ramban would answer that there's no Mitzvah B'chal in the Tilus Yadayim. It's only Srach. And the bracha is only on the heter. There's no mitzvah. Shechita, there's no mitzvah. That's what he says later. We'll see. So, you know, what does it all mean? So, l'cheira, it should have come under srach. And he goes out of his way to have a different shot in srach over there. And we'll see about it. I don't know what he wants. But I just don't know. I would have said over here that all shvuah should be the same. But I don't know. To the bottom line, I don't understand it. Or you can tell me srach is different also. That I can also understand. But here, he has to introduce srach here, not only to wait to the end of the shayish by shneis. That's my point. It's a besedik point, correct? You look at, you see later on Ramban with shneis, you see in the Tzadayim later, and you see over here. Okay, next point. Abu Kishayim Hadliku Ne Chanukah. Ein odem yochol hasmichoi al ze alav b'shum inyan she'ein ze bo b'chal kosov she'nem she'oma ki polim chodobol ha-mishpot. That we're in a quagmire of how to interpret Torah. It has nothing to do with Torah. Because in Shavuos you're in a quagmire how to interpret what the Pshat and the Pasuk is. Okay? Of Shabbos and Shavuos, maybe Torah is also that. Okay. So less. Unless, you know, you could say that the same way the Ramban Chumash says if you spend the whole day with Shavuos, it's a problem of Tircha, okay, and it's also a problem of Tishbois, okay, so maybe they'll tell you one time is also a problem, and that's the issue of Shavuos. And to say that the issue of Tircha, it doesn't make a difference if the Shavuos time, maybe the day Melacha, and not, maybe you can wing it. You understand what I'm saying? But I never would have said that was the Pshat. Okay? And I guess the Melacha is defined by Tircha. Because the Ramban never introduced the Chumash as Lysasa called Melacha, but he only introduced the Tishbois, the Shabbos Yom Melucha. So the question, can you wing it into it, the Ki'il, the Rabbanan had said that it's the Tircha is also a Melacha, but the Tircha is a Melacha because of Shema. It's not the Shema, that's what the Rabbanan happened to say, but the Baisi is, it's because of the Tircha Shema. That's, I'm just wondering, what's happening here, correct? Okay. And then he goes on. Elo b'chlal sh'al avicha v'yageitcho zichinecha v'yomuloch shehi tzavo'o l'kabil mirazikeinim ala klal. Okay. Now, sh'al avicha, it's a smachta for the mitzvah chadoshes or taki sakha the mitzvah. So it's also only an asmachta, it's not kilu, right? It's only b'derech klal that it's tavo, but not kilu that it's that it means mitzvah chadoshes. But if there wouldn't have been a tavo l'kabel min hazkeinim b'derech klal, then there couldn't have been. You wouldn't have to listen to them for the mitzvah chadoshes. It couldn't have been an asmachta. Well, that's what he means. You couldn't have made a bracha a shekel shel mitzvayso if you wouldn't have to listen to their klal. And without that, you couldn't have made a because it's stuck with their klal, and they couldn't have made a bracha portis al natilat lulav unless they had an asmachta, because with their klal doesn't make it into a lulav. It means I have to listen to them. Maybe this is also the pshat. He continues his yesh mechach me'at Talmud, right? He says yesh mechach me'at Talmud cholkin al zeh v'soyim she'enon v'ashoyim loy asher tzivon v'mitzah zekeinim v'huske v'per u'l'varova. So I would have told you, since the only mitzvah are klal, you can't say asher k'disham mitzvah yisov v'tzivon and then down the pshat, and you don't make a bracha b'chlal, and it's like Rashi. And then there's no asmachta b'chlal for mitzvah chadoshes on them as a separate mitzvah. Like Rashi in Sukkah, Membov, there's no bracha. Okay. There are those that say the pshat in this Amoira, this is a Bishuba Levi, wherever, okay, that you make Asheki Shemitzov Itzvon on Mitzvah Zekeinim. That's what Rashi quotes in the Meir Yisrael quotes there. Mikan V'Elech Mitzvah Zekeinim, Piyush Rashi Shemati Meforshim Meforshim. Rashi says Shemati Meforshim, and the Nitzin says the Yerushalmi. Chedi Mem is Yerushalmi Sukkah, Per Gimel Aloch Adalet. Avon Ken Kosha Ho, the Isa, Besomuch, V'Af Ravso, whatever it is. And the Ramban is also saying that the problem is making the bracha, not that it's mitzvah zekeinim. Correct? That's just won't say that's an issue, this was a pshat l'gemara is. I have a question. The Ramban says that She'al Avicha V'Yageitcha Zekeinecha V'Yor Moloch is a tzavo. Correct? So why shouldn't it be a mitzvah in your mitzvahs? Sh'alav yichav yageid chol zikeinech v'yor muloch. And he said it's tzavo. Correct? So what happened? So it's a kasha, correct? So I was wondering that the Ramban holds that even though it has broader categories than kolash yerucha, which is only in zokei mamre or interpretation of the of parshiyos of Torah, okay. But it's also mitzvah to lishmor lizkenim. But it's a broader mitzvah. So for that increment, it's only kefil. It's not ki'ilo nu mitzvah. If this is called the in echod, if one is a or it's not, that's you have to decide. Because the kol shiucha is really a pasha ki polim chadova, and it's in zochim mami in hedrin dafka, because they're the bible of pirush teresh malpeh. And the question is, shal is the kenecha v'yomu lacha is dafka sanhedrin, as the sefri says. If it's not the Sanhedrin, there's nothing, there's no Zikenech of Yom Loch. Maybe. The question is, Is it a kefil or not? And that's a sifri. Obi, Obicho, Zeila, Nevi'im, Zekeidech, Eilu Sanhedrin, and that's the Shimon Zekeinim. He quotes in the parasha. Okay? Now, the truth is, the whole thing is a little bit strange. I just want to point out, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, Pashtis is, somebody is coming to the Chachmei HaMeseira, or to the Nevi'im, and asking a question, fielding a question. It means, Pashtis is, that when one has a question to field, he should field it with either the Nevi'im, or with his Kenan. That Lachor is the Pasuk say. Shalom Bichov Yageitcha Zikeinechov Yomucha. Okay, and the application over here is very interesting. And Kiu, there's a Tzavor, and this is Takelas Maska for that. But that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. But I'm just telling you, it's very interesting. See, the Ramban could have said that the Etzim in Pasuk is an Asmachta. Okay? And it doesn't mean that. Okay? The man says, no! The Pasuk is Savor! But it's only a cloud. Whatever that cloud means, I don't know what he's talking about. That's what he says. Okay, for say that. Now, next. Vani Tomeya. Alagav, Shizigma Daite. Vizay Svor Tekua Etzlo. It's probably a lot of poetry. It's in cement. Etzlo yeset shelo timoit sheiva dibichachomim vein betakonis vein lemitzlach mischatches oivel asevelos yisishabateiro benitzavino mimoishe piagvur lekabo kol mitzvah shiisadro yisro vlaseisa vloisoso lo meyichbad olov cheshbon baal alochus shemon mitzvah chanukah umegila shem lemoishe misina. The Ramban, every word here is important. He says, once you accept that the mitzvah of Leisoso, as the Rambam learns, is not only that they have the efficacy, they have the right to make a takana, and you have to accept the takana, but you have to do according to takana. And if you violate the takana, you violate something. It means that which they're misakin, it's taka chal Hashem, and it's taka mitzvah, it's taka the misina, I'm mechuyev to do it. So if I'm mechuyev misina to do it, what's so difficult to then to put lo meyichbar olov cheshbon ba'alochas shemona mitzvah chanukah u'megil Hashem l'moshe misina? Okay, so someone could have come that the mitzvah is b'derech klal. But it's not Kilu a Hanukkah or Purim. Okay? So it's not a new mitzvah. Okay? But the Ramban, the Chayra, had the Rambam, you know, against the wall, because the Rambam has this business that is Erem Menucha Mi'obon, that a Saita is not Breitkin for Boyer Sosa Beis Chomov. And he also has the chometz with shoshishis is considered chai v'kris, because the Ram doesn't talk about it. But teres kiddushin, the Ram talks about teres chai v'krisis. So it means the rabbon is a chal Hashem deraisa. So once you do that, so everything's okay. So then they did it. Okay, now, however, you still could say, even if you accept this, you would have said this is in Moisosu. The Rabbona are extending, or Shmautem, Sion, they're extending the Deraisa, because they would have been Mephorosh it, so they could extend it. So Takachal Hashem Deraisa, and it's an extension of Deraisa, because if you would have said it, it would have, okay. But however you come to a mitzvah, which never existed, why should you assume that a mikvah megillah should be a chal Hashem mitzvah b'fnei atzmo medaraisa? What's the pertain is that? L'chai would have said that Chanukah Megillah, as far as the Drais is concerned, if you accept the whole Shtikl Torah from Chonon's business, or Dr. Mammon, correct? Good kasha? Okay, so I'll tell you. I would even go further. The Rambam, I think, might have been interested in answering this question, because the Rambam goes out of his way and tries to say what Megillah is in the Deraisa. Because that's what he has in the Risofa. After the Minyan HaKotzer, he says, El v'kach ono oimim, she nevim v'beznin tikno, v'tzivu v'rikos ha-Megillah v'oynosa, kedei lahaz kishmok shal HaKodesh Baruch Hu, u'tshua sh'asalor v'hoi kodesh, l'ekid ha-Baruch Hu l'haloi, u'kidei lo yidi l'deiris ha-boim, she'emes mashi hiti'chon ha-batoi, k'mi go'i godol, k'al ha-shem el-kir u'chol k'leinu lo, al there's a kol mitzvah mitzvah. So maybe he's just trying to say, v'kol leisa v'everything. So maybe he's trying to say that it's not a new thing. So once not a new thing, there's no reason to make a new mitzvah, and that's the answer. Now, I want to tell you a pshat here. This occurred to me, and the end of it, I think, is mamish very new. The question which bothered me for years, okay? Years, decades, let's say, okay? So what's the Rambam? What's the shot in the Rambam? Where did he get this from? You say, sounds like a nice drosha. Okay. Shein ha-mashgiach. Shein ha-drosha. Okay. The Rambam is quoting, first of all, Masna. Because Moses is in Megillah, the Firala from an Aleph. Om Rav Masna. Rav Masna Om, a posach lo pischa, lo ho pao sheto mehocha. The Amroyim are saying, how did they open up droshas talking about Megillah? Mehocha. Kimi goy godol ashelo lekim koyd melo. What does he want? Oh, that's the Megillah. That's the Rambam says that's kimi goy godol. And that's the Rambam, the Shitasa, that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says the Megodol is the Tzibur. When they tzayek, the Tzibur tzayek, and tzayek for Tshuva. B'shas Tzor, the British listens to him. That's we saw Megillah. He got the Tino Shabbos Rabbom. They would say, and that's the saying we see. It's a key of Emes Mashiv Tichon Abateira. That when the Tzibo cries, Beisor Kimi Gogol Hashem, like Koyim Melor. Koreinu doesn't mean Tfilat Lusa, as the Talmud says. It means Zorka. And Zorka is part of Tshuva, not the Zorka of Tainios. Okay, the Zorka of Tshuva. The Zorka of Tainias is a prelude to Tshuva. It could be the Zorka after Tshuva. We have to see, or maybe what exactly happened. Megillah was before or afterwards. Okay, the same, they're getting involved. That's the first part. What's the whole drosha at the beginning that the Rambam has? He says, the Tzim Rikos Megillah Boi Noskei Lahaske Shvokho Shara Kodesh Bochu. Uchuas Shosalon of Oyakov Vishavusenu Gilabokul Halloy. That is Gilodila Days. What's Gilabokul Halloy? So that's the Gemara Megillah Rabbi says. But here we'll get to the bag of some, I hope. Gemara Megillah Yedalad Omen Aleph. It starts to give one base in the bottom. Omer Rabbi Ribi Abba. Avoyim Ushmona Nevim. Vesheva Nevios. Nisnabu lehem liYisrael, v'lo poschu v'lo hisiru al mash kosa batera chutz mikom Megillah. My drush, Om Rabbi Chia bar Oven, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho, Uma me abdus lecherus amin and shiro, mi misa lachayim lekol shekei. I hochi frek the Gemara, halil nami nemo. The fish ate or mahalil al neshe b'chut floretz. That's one. And then he says, however, Rav Nachman Omer, kriyosa zu halila. So the Rambam paskins like Rav Nachman. Okay? Anetke levochoi ulehaloi. Oh, that's the Megillah. Ki levochoi halal, correct? That's not a good shot, correct? But the question over here is, I was bothered. What's going on? I mean, it's a question over here, it's a different question. When we say in Leil Pesach, we say Chayiv Odom Liris is Atzmoi, Kilu Atzmo Yotzim Mitzrayim. Shenema V'Yisonu Oitzi Oitzom Mitzrayim. Right? Lefi Koch Anachnu Chayovim Lohidois Lahalil Ulekaleis V'Chulei V'Chulei V'Noim Lefonov Haluko Haluko Halal De'av Shem. Okay. So what's the Chiyuv Halal? Is it part of the sequel, part of the Chayiv Odom Liris is Atzma? Okay. Sabrisai. If it's part of Sipur, there's no Makal Bukhima. And then I was bothered by another question. The point of the show, you open up the Ram and Perek Zayim Ilchot, there's years I'm bothered this question. You open up Perek Zayim Ilchot Chametz Matzah, where the Ram defines what Chayiv Odom Liris is Atzmai. Lefikach, Kishisoyed, you do it by Sebo, the Alba Kaisers. The Bain Hashem, he takes the bomb, the side things. Why did he talk about Hallel? What happened to Hallel? Why does he mention Hallel in Perek Zayin? If I only answer the posh the question, the Fikoch, what's the pshat here, the Fikoch? Correct? It's a good question. So the Chayr of both of these things are pointing our playside that something's happening over here. Okay. Then I did the following. I open Nusach HaGodol. You have to understand when they have two dots in Franco, okay, that means, in general, that it's right, the Ram made a simon, or the simon in the Ksav Yad is different halachas. The way we're machalik the halachas, and the way the Rambam did, is not necessarily the same, okay? And you look at Franco, it's very important. Sometimes it is one halachas, two halachas, you know, whatever, okay? So in the Nusach HaGodol there are also two dots here and there. Okay? So I would have asked you, should there have been two dots, a colon, what we call a colon? I don't think it's a colon, because I've, yeah, it's probably the way they have the simon, okay? If I would have asked you, should there be a colon between Chayiv Odom Liris Atzmoi and Lefikach, Anoch Chayom Lohidus Lahalel? So you would have said, absolutely not. Correct? So the Ram has their two dots. In the Nusach HaGodol. So I said to myself, although that's the pshat, that this Chiyuv Halel, and I said to myself something else. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? When you open up Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, a whole discussion of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or when you open a Sefer Mitzvos, why isn't it talked about Hallel? There's no discussion b'chlau. It ends in Rum Gamliel, and then Chayiv Odom Liris Atzmo Kishesoyin, with the whole business of the Heseba and the Dalet Kaisis. No mention of Hallel. I said to myself, what did the Ram ogle out from this Gemara from Rabbi Abba, that the Gemara Chal V'chima from Mikra Megillah, that it's Halel, that the Halel could not have been Tzipi Sitzis Chayim. If the Halel was Tzipi Sitzis Chayim, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. So therefore the Rambam at Gedolei HaMachabrim had no mention of Halel in Perek Zayin and was very medactic, and when he wrote the Nusach HaGodol Lefikach, or that the Halil has nothing to do with anything. It's poshit. There's a separate chiyuv. If there was a nes, if it happened to us, if we came out of this lecherus, that's the chiyuv Halil. And Rabbeishan, that's the Yalkut Shemoni. Or that the state in the Yalkut Shemoni, at Chatzis HaLayla, when Paro was Meshacher, he said, May Korav de Faroi, the Achshov
Avdei HaKodesh Baruch Hu Nafikach Tzorach Lui Mahalo. What's the Tom of TBC Yisrael B'chlau? It's the going me out of the Chilus. And that's the Kav HaChim in the Gemara. Madach me out of the Chilus? Tzorach Lui Mashiro. In Mechaim, Memovis L'chaim L'kol Shekei, and that's the Ram Ogalam the Gemara. And that's the Ram says in the Hosafos the Rambam or Dr. Pshat. That was bothering me for years. What happened to Hala? And Rabbi Yisai, what the Rambam is coming to do is not let the Yesh Mefarshim in the Avodram. Because the Avodram says Yesh Mefarshim in Seyda Hagoda U'Pirusha, the Yesh Mefarshim Hagoda Shuloshim Hidor V'Shevach La'Kodesh Baruch Hu Asher Yitzenu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kamo Shebetag Rabbi Yisham Ve'igadeti Ayoyim La'Shem Elokecho Shibachtiv Yoyim Odein V'chein Tirgumoy Tirgumoy Rabbi Sadia Barav in Arabic. And that's Gufo Rambam Nazo. And Rabbi Yisham, I'll tell you even more. This is also against the Gainim. Because you remember the Rif and the whole discussion of the Chan, the discussion of Halil Pesach, the separate Halil of Shira, things we're reenacting. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shira. It's not a Halil of Oidor, it's a spontaneous Halil. If you don't make a bocha, or host Shikul Taylor, they got a smile, so it's all against. I don't believe the coin to the Rambam, and L'chira d'shteyt in the Gemara, according to this view. That's how I say, or d'shteyt over here. And that's why according to the Rambam, it's taken not a separate mitzvah, and the Rambam was very makbid that the din is otot, ramasna. Ramasna and rabiot. Rababa. The Seder? That's a kash, a kuli pillar. It's a kash in body for years. The kash in L'chira is a pillar. But the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, you have a kasha, as the Rabbi used to teach you, you go to sleep at night, and you don't say kumateretz, you say kumateretz, gebrudet on the kasha. You have the kasha, you go to sleep, but Amir Hashem, you're always worried that Amir Hashem, the Rabbi Yisraelim, that as the Tanchuma says, that it's choshech, it's a choshech, and the Rabbi Yisraelim may the old godo. And that's, I think this is pshat. Say the right. It's my respect. Next. No, because it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah from Megillah. Megillah is that the Ram has to go out of his way to teach it. See, according to the Ramban, what happened to Shalom Vichav Yagetcha, there were new mitzvahs. There were new mitzvahs. So, Meila, what's the problem? So, Ram says, no. Correct? That's what Ram goes out of his way, a gate that I'm in all things. It's B'chol Kaleinu Eilov. And it's the Kal V'chaymer, the Yifrit, the Kal V'chaymer. That was the same thing in Pesach, not a new mitzvah. Okay? Next. Now, I want to do something which I think we'll spill into next time, but it's a very important question. Now I think we're ready to say, Rabbi, the bottom line, what is the obligation to listen to the rabbis? What's the obligation? According to Rambam, the Chleis also says, according to Rambam, you know, you tell them, you know, the Chayim Simchol Shalom. What's the obligation? When I tell you that someone says, you know, I'm a tailor dicker Jew. You know, I'm not for the rabbis, you know. That's the story, okay? Comes the Ramban, and let's see what he says, okay? We'll see how much we do, but I think that, you know, Beinenu, even if I don't finish this part, I should definitely do, go on to the next week, because it's a very important issue. I asked the questions a few times ago, but now I want to get into it. Avo onu im heyoyis daitenu she'ein bohem zecha olav hazeh mikol makom nina chacham mehuloyma kaloshin hazeh lefi shehu shumihito yis'ale mipi ha-kabolo l'sakeinu l'sadeh
ועם דושים בזה רומוזם וגמטריוס. So something amazing happened over here. The Rambam is very careful, Rambam. He doesn't say, the Rambam said, L'sadeh oisam v'la'aseisam. Okay? The Rambam doesn't use the word la'aseisam. He only talks about the Sidur and the Kabbalah or whatever. Correct? Who should me eat to is ale pia Kabbalah l'sakein u'l'sadeh? V'hein doshim b'zeh l'mozim g'matriyos. So what does he mean? Just before we get involved in everything, when he says Koloshin Hazef, what is he talking about? Just play. What's he talking about Koloshin Hazef? It's like an indefinite pronoun that's hanging in the middle of nowhere. What's Hazef? Which Loshin is he talking about? Okay, just plain shot. So I think the Ramban is trying to explain the Gemara in Shavuos Dayanim, which the Ram quotes here in Sherish Aleph, and the Gemara says the Megillah Nemel Moshe Misinai. So how can it be Nemel Moshe Misinai? And that, on the basis of that, you can say Mitzivonim with anything you want to say, but it's because Nemel Moshe Misinai. But how do you have Nemel Moshe Misinai here? Okay. A Megillah Zeis, now she's, oh, that's the Gemara, correct?
She said it the first, didn't she?
What?
The Mincha Chachamim said before.
So, because there's no, even though he said, there's Ein Bohem Zecher B'lav Azeh, you can still end up and say it's Nehru Moshe Misina. That's what he's trying to do. And that, you look at the Karesa Ladas, we did a great Hogav, Shahachom Doshi Bemitzah Sibis Leschadish, Shekibul Oysum Aleyah Mitzisinai. Because she hits compared to Shuas Dayonim, Bechem Motzim, she's via Moshe Es Yisrael, Omelehem, Havuyoidim, Shlo Adaitchem, Animash Vieschem, El Adaiti Vadas Amokim. Shenema, Bloitchem, Levatchem, Onoichi Kores Abris Azois, Es Ola Azois, Ainly Ela Mitzah Shnitzavu B'Sinai Mitzah Silas Chadish Kegoy Mikol Megillah Minayin Kloim Minayin Sheish Bion Moshe Aleim Al Das Amokom Al Daitoy Tamlo Mekibu Mekibu Ayudim Aleim VeAzarim Kibu Mash Kibu Aleim Kvar Harize Dovu Mufurish Lehem Shekriyas Megillah Mikubeles Misinai V'Shein Rabban V'Nichlaze Bris Kishan HaMitzahis Bo Shvua, Al Das Moshe, Al Das Amochim, In Kain, Loma Lo Yomu Aleo, Val Kesh, Ve Nemel Moshe Misinai. Okay? The Shaili is, so but how does it get into it? How does it happen? Okay? So Ramban says, because in Sinai, it was Hushu Lehem to make this Takona. You see, Rabbi Yisai Pashis is, what is this Hushu Lehem? Because it says, "Lefisha Hushu meita Yisrael lepi Hakabbal l'sakin l'sade v'hem doshim v'mamozim v'gematrios." Okay, is this talking about all gzeiros? See, is he talking, this koicham, shehisha and the sake, is that going only on mitzvahs, or that's even going on gzeiros? But even if it's going on gzeiros, that's the koicham lesadir, okay? So that's what he's talking about before, the hamus alayim, say they don't have that koyach. But the shah, this koiches which they have, is that from the parasha of Zokei Mamre? Or that's from the parasha of, that's from the Kabbalah, correct? But I'll tell you one thing, hello? Whatever you're going to say, the Kabbalah or the Parsha, okay, you can talk about the Parsha according to Ramban when you're talking about those things negate the Pirush HaTorah, Gzeiros. But Mitzvah Chadoshos, he can't learn from the Parsha. So all the Torah over here, whatever it is, he definitely needs Yehusha and Sinai for the Mitzvah Chadoshos, otherwise he's bankrupt, according to the Bahag. Whether he flips it also, and he's ready to say that even the Gzeiros are not the Torah, the Parsha, but the Keicham Midereisa is also Hushalem, does Vesachnet. And it could be the Ramban himself is Mesopic about it, because he's not 100% sure. He's just said he's ready to accept that a Mamre might violate a Lav, even though it becomes a Zokim Mamre, Al Keicham, correct? Because only Al Dashi Oisis, Al Dashi and Oisis, the Chamamre. But that Lechir is a double portion, it's only on Xeris. But not in Mitzvah Chadoshos. And here he needs Mitzvah Chadoshos, otherwise it's bankrupt. Correct? Okay? Just want to keep you, let's go now. Okay, next. Now, what I want to do is solely because that's the Ramban. So the Ramban, I would tell you, if you'd ask me, what's the Keichah, the Keach, to make mitzvahs chadoshos, that's the Kabbalah, correct? Mi Sinai shuhush v'lehem. We'll have to see about the Ramos and the Gematrios, that's for later, okay? Maybe next time, okay? Correct? And what's the koyach to make gzeres? They also make the rice, you might not have to listen to them, but the etzim gzera is, mamu, you say they have no right to make gzeres, it might be a problem also, because the Pasha was okay, Mamre. Okay? We don't know. The Ramban himself is misupik about this, correct? But Lechira, to say that there's a loisosu, to say there's a loisosu on Mitzvah Chadoshah can't be. The only way it can be Mitzvah Chadoshah is with this Nushikal Torah of the Kabbalah, correct? So the question is it only by Mitzvah Chadoshah or is it by everything? And he's ready to throw out his discussion because he's Mesupik before. Remember, maybe he's ready to accept there's a problem of Mamre Aleim with the Parsha of Zochim Mamre. Not that he becomes a Zochim Mamre, but Al Dashuos Yisrael, Ramban says. So that's his issue over here. Okay? So I want to show you that the Rishonim that quote the Ramban in a discussion on Ramban don't make this distinction, and I think this distinction a priori is a double portion. And I don't get it. I don't see how you can break it. You can't make Mitzvah Chadoshah of the Lysosah, correct? Right? And it's nothing to do with the Parashah, so it has to be a separate Kabbalah. And the Ramban was ready to accept that the Gzeres all under the Mamre Aleim is under the Parashah, so that's his topic. Okay, you could say everything is this is the Kabbalah, or you split it. The Shmauser, can I say? Correct. There's no other way to go. Correct. Comes the Pirush HaMiyuchas L'Ran. Sanhedrin Pei Zayin. Dovo zu alocha. Alocha Meshuksina. V'lo tizchule. V'lo tishlocha b'maydi amlinon v'almo hechen tzibor m'leisoso. The mash melachoyer the mereisahu dayi asmach the baalmahu the ochi isa beperek misha meisar michde komi the rabbanon alav lo isos as mechino almo the asmach the ninhu kloima the achshe akosev mosam lachachomim the kabbalas hatera bepirusha kmo ke yesh lishmo lehem b'mashi hei mesaknim la'as siyog l'teira. Okay, this is very interesting. What he does is, he throws in Kilu, that since there's the Bailim on the Pirusha, therefore they have the right, correct? But the Siog Latera, he's talking about Siog. Okay? And Siog means to protect it. I don't know what the Siog means. I don't know if they could have interpreted over here, we're talking about Shemayobo, I'm not sure what the Siog is. But Hilochel is clearly putting the Ramban in the issue of Siog. And Loisosu. Then he goes, "Vagaya ol miritul gebegemoro al mai di amil hechad simoro charam leisasa v'charam mishal v'chol yagik almo de'elon teira mamish de'elon teira mamish alish odom chayiv lisnaig betakareisayim ukiyaminim biyavomus gavishniyis harayis ushmartim mismishmarti asu mishmeres mishmarti lo shei adov teira." So he's making a challenge. All the Rambans that he's working very hard to machalik by name, it's all one challenge. And then he has the most confusing lashon. Is teira? It's not teira. Yichayim l'snaig bohem. Ainon teira. Yes teira. No teira. Listen to lashon. Mamish moshun to the lashon. Shai maybe hodi he's quote. Listen to the lashon. Almo di ainon. He says. He says in the Gemara b'Amalikin. It shall be chagecho or hechon tzivonu. Almo di enon teira mamish. It's not mamish teira. It's teira mamish. Elisha odom chayim lisnaye betakon oiseyim. Ukiramine begemora. Biyavomus gabishni es arayis. Ushmaltim es mishmalti. Asu mishmalis mishmalti. Lo shehe adob a teira. Teira, not teira. Yes, teira. Mamish don't know what he's talking about. So he's not mechalavish in anything, right? But he says he talks about the koich of pirusha, and he still throws in shalavich v'yagecho. So you don't know where he's coming from. And he says, even more. Shakosu Moskron lechachomim Bikabolis Hateu Pirusha Kmokain Yesh Lishmolem. What's the Kmokain? That's the Ramban? And then how do you put together Mishmeres Mishmalti? That's a Shikul Teira from Lysosu. I mamish don't understand how to read the words. Okay?
He doesn't mention the Kabbalah.
Yeah, doesn't? So the Chayra, he's going out of his way, say it's not to Torah Mamish, because this is right here, this is an explanation that we say Safed Drabon Lekula, and we say that I say Drabonon, that they only called Navalion, and you know, all the different Torah, because if it's Torah Mamish, he can't do everything that he did. And that's what the Rabban is trying to explain, that it's not Torah Mamish. But the question is, it's not a simple asmachta, because l'cheira is he saying there's something, mosin l'chachomim, and he's working teira, but it's not teira mamish. And he l'cheira is going out of his way to say that's not asmachta ba'almo. Am asmachta ninhu klema. She'achesh she'akosu mosul lachachomim bekabolas teravush k'mo keng yesh l'shmolem kilu is mamish a real thing, but it's not teira mamish. It's some type of and he goes even further. It's not only the klichon l'sakein which the Ramban says, but it's also the chiyuv to listen to them. But it's not teira mamish. It's ki'ivu that it's a pesarotzen a teir or something, but it's not teir mamish. But it's chayv l'snayim. So if a suffered a bottle of kulis mamish, he's treading on very thin ice over here, and he's making the words fit in, but we don't know what he's saying. So the Chayre, what the Ramban, the Ran is ready to say in the Tushim Yuchos L'Ran that there is an Asmachta which can be a Bots L'Galus L'Tzena Teira, but it's not Teira. The Asmachta in the Nukleima, Shach, Shachos, Bots L'Cham, B'chule. And the Shodom Chayim L'Snai, but I'm going to say him, Karami Yavomis, Shniyat L'Arai, Shmata Mishmati, Asa Mishmati, Shmati, Lo Sheyadov Teira. Yesh lishmoya, it's very strange blushing. Yesh lishmoya, lisnaik, chai lisnaik. It's kilu, it's something, it's a quasi thing. It's a very strange thing. It's chagot ha'ateya. You don't know what he's talking about. But Yilchei is trying to you understand what he's bothered by. He can't say it's a d'raisa because something is a kula. On the other hand, he can't say it's nothing. So he's, that's where he's standing. Now, next, this is the Miuchas L'Ran, okay? The truth is, this is in Rabbeinu David, but in Rabbeinu David it's more Barichas. And the Ran doesn't even quote Rabbeinu David, but it's the Chur he's saying, but he says Mufurish in the Miuchas L'Ran that he's explaining Ramban. Zu hi shitas ha-Ramban zal. We don't know how he puts together Shalavicha v'yagetcha zikerecha and loisoso, and it's all one chalent. We don't know how he fit it into the words of the Ramban here. I can't. Okay? Now, next. We'll start this, I guess we'll pick it up again next time. There is, believe me, because I assume you don't want to leave this out, Rabbeinu David, okay? Rabbeinu David is, it brings the kashas of the Ramban on the Shitz HaRambam, Lomadik Rabalyu, V'lurasi, Rabbonu, V'dochi, D'raisa, and the it's also in the, and also like the Ramban, the Pirush Milchus L'Ran, that is not Mechala between Siog and Mitzvah Chadoshes. But then, he has a epilogue, a sequel to this, which is not in the Ran. And maybe the Ramban leaves it out. The Ran leaves it out, but Tavon. Just going to read this here, we'll talk about it with Shem Motato. Me'ato nizbareh shetakon shochachomim oy mitzvah shelehen. Very clear that it's going on both. Einom teira ele she'odem chayim aleches achreim mipenei shehatzibu tolui bohem vehein im hanosi shel Yisrael Osu Atzmon b'muta shelahen v'ein lahatir k'mo shekiba Atzmon osu b'dova muta shechayiv linhoig iso b'dova u'b'feirish she'ein chiyu b'shel soifrim el b'mashe posha isura b'chol Yisrael hu vaday al ze ader because it's kibo u'b'yevomis b'ir shnias omush acham mitzuvim La'asei tziog la'teira v'mashe kosu v'shmalti v'es mishmalti asu v'shmalti she'odom mitzuv v'les al'asu v'mutoloi. So what are the two things to do v'mutoloi and the tzibu and the chachomim v'chein om v'mokam achir chadish asu v'mutolocho. Rabbeisai, have a good evening. If you want, we'll pick this up next week. I assume you want to. We'll talk about v'chon and we'll probably finish as well, but this now is like the grand finale of everything. Now we're ready for it, even though I don't know if we are, because I don't get it.